Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy Thursday, Kirst.
Good Thursday, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Excellent.
Are you really good or are you not feeling 100%?
Oh, I'm not feeling 100%, but I'm good other than not feeling 100%.
You're good in your spirit.
Correct.
Not so good in your body.
Correct. Story of my life.
Cool. Can you turn your phone on, darling, please?
Just doing it right now. I'm trying to see who the message was from. Was it from you? No, it was from someone in our course. Excellent. Oh, I'll answer that later.
I watched the funniest video today. It was about a Zoom meeting and it was like in real life, but they were in a Zoom meeting. It's so funny. Like,
can you put it in our community?
I will try to remember. I'll write that down as we speak.
That would be awesome.
It was so funny. Yeah, probably really good for our Head, Heart and Home community too.
Yeah, maybe just pop it in there because they're the ones we're forever on Zoom calls with.
Yeah, it was a very... I'm sure I'll put it in the bigger community too, because I'm sure everybody is on Zoom. Lots of people are on Zoom at the moment and they understand people talking over each other because there's a delay. And then, oh my gosh, I was in stitches. And then like somebody kept talking, but they were actually outside the room because they'd been, you know, Zoom had booted them out.
Please post that. That's so good.
It's so funny. And then dogs start barking and...
We had a very funny Zoom meeting last night. I was catching up with the girls from church and one of them had never used anything on her phone other than her phone, like as in making calls. So she's in her mid-60s. English is a second language. So her husband's trying to set her up and they're speaking in their native tongue. So I can't understand what they're saying and her English is not brilliant. So she's trying to translate. It was just the funniest. We eventually got there, but oh my gosh, I love it.
Well, in this video, like there's somebody, an older person, trying to get into the room and everybody else is all like, put your passcode in. No, that's your key card. That's your PIN number. No, the other number. It's an 8-digit number.
Oh yes, I can't
wait.
It was
very funny. Yes, so that's entertained me this morning. Do you know what has annoyed me the most this morning, though?
Tell me.
Let me tell you. My kids.
No, I would never have guessed that if you'd given me the chance.
You know, no, they, you know, I say no, no iPads, no devices, and they like kick a stink and they're like almost like toddlers again on the floor crying, you know, like the world's coming to an end. And they're like, there's nothing to do. We're so bored. I hate COVID. And then their dad comes out and goes, right, off devices. Go find something to do. Oh, okay, Dad. Yep, we can come up with ideas aplenty.
That's so naughty.
I'm sure, like, they didn't actually end up coming up with that idea. And Simon actually had to go, okay, I'll give you an idea. Here, go be Lego Masters. He's already given them a Lego Masters challenge this morning. with their second one.
Yes, well, if the kids go to the Lego Masters website, there's actually daily Lego Master challenges for COVID-19 on there. And so you can actually submit your picture of what you did as response to the competition and you can win Lego.
Oh, well, that's, I'm sure Emily's already seen that because she's like, oh, we could take a photo and send this in to Lego Masters. Oh,
excellent. Yeah, that'll be it.
So, but yes, it's just frustrating. I'm sure all you mums with partners can appreciate the painfulness it is when your kids don't listen to you, but then they listen to somebody else, particularly yes. your partner. And you're yes. like, why? And then like your partner looks at you like, it's not that hard. What are you complaining about?
I have to admit that I'm the one they listen to.
Yeah, I know when it was happening today, I was thinking, I should ring Cal and talk to Cal.
Yes, yes, because he had this issue yesterday and he's like, why do they listen to you and they don't listen to me? And I was like, you know, I won't tell you where that discussion went, but you can imagine it. I can understand the frustration, I can, but I also can't do anything about it. Like, it's not my fault that they're children. And anyway, mine are within yes. earshot, so I better not go down that rabbit hole. Today, however, we are yes. talking about our kitchen appliances as part of our 5-day kitchen declutter challenge.
Yay!
Just to add to the authenticity, even though I've told my family I'm recording right now, you'll hear someone is in the kitchen opening drawers, opening the fridge. So if you hear that, that's intentional soundtrack.
Yeah, of a kitchen.
Yes, just to really help you get in the mood.
So we're talking about appliances today?
Yeah, yep.
Cool. So you have a Thermomix and everything else, don't you?
Of course. I have beaters.
You have beaters.
Let me tell you about the appliance situation in my house. So the whole point of today's episode, family, is that we want to encourage you to be decluttering appliances that you don't use, keeping the appliances that you do wish you would use more often in a place where you can get them without having to move 12 baking trays in order to get to the appliance, and to consider perhaps what you're putting on your bench and what's within visual eyesight. Is there anything else, Kirst, that's kind of the overarching principles of this?
No, that sounds great to me.
Excellent. So we have a microwave and that sits on our bench. We have a kettle and a toaster that also sit on our bench in a little appliance corner. And we have a recently purchased at Christmas SodaStream that also sits on the bench. And that's it for us of appliances that are out, that we don't have to remove from a cupboard in order to plug in and use.
Do you have a coffee machine as well?
No.
Oh.
I know, it died.
I was going to say, you used to.
I know, right? It's currently sitting outside in a collection for once the tip opens again and we can take it to the tip. It died about 2 weeks pre-COVID, and Cal's intention, he'd been researching and deciding what he wanted, and now he's just put that on the back burner. So after COVID, we will solve that problem. And there is still a little spot where the coffee machine will go, but it's not there.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, you can hear the microwave door opening and closing in the background. This is going to be a fun episode. I'm not even going to scream at them today. I'm just going to let it happen.
Yeah, whatevs.
What about you? What appliances do you have out?
Out, we have microwave in the pantry. We have a coffee machine, a kettle and a toaster. That's it.
Awesome. So very similar to us.
Yes. I'm trying to think of what other appliances we have. We have electric beaters. We have a waffle iron. We have a pasta maker, which I'm inspired to get out and use at the moment because that seems to be the latest trend going around Facebook. And we do love fresh pasta in our house. And I'm trying to think of how could I forget these get used on a daily basis at the moment? We have
toasty machine?
Yes. Yeah, cheese toasters or toasty, squeezy cheesy sandwich makers, we call them.
Squeezy cheesy.
Yeah.
Because it squeezes the cheese.
Well, the cheese gets all squeezy when it's hot and melted.
That's hilarious. Do you have Jaffle irons where it like cuts it and squeezes the edges, or do you have a sandwich press where it just like puts pressure on both sides equally?
So we used to have a Jaffle maker.
Yep.
And it died several years ago. And then we only had the sandwich press because we used to have both. And then the sandwich press died a couple of months ago, and we replaced it with the Jaffle iron. And then during COVID, we also went out and got a sandwich maker, sandwich press, because we like both of them for different purposes.
Yep.
Or similar purposes, but different. I would never get a sandwich press if it was just me. Mm-hmm. I love a Jaffle iron.
And yeah.
That's my choice.
Yep.
That's my preference.
Do you put things in it, like baked beans or eggs or anything like that?
Bolognese sauce.
Okay. All right. I ratify that that's a good idea.
Yeah. Cheese and bolognese sauce.
Oh, no, not with the cheese, but I can understand the bolognese.
Oh. Fair enough.
Maybe a little bit of Parmesan.
So if you hear my stomach grumbling during this conversation, you'll know why.
It's like we got a sound engineer to come in today and do special effects, because whoever's in my kitchen is basically just standing there opening and closing the microwave. I don't know what they're doing. And you've got like the grumbly tummy effect. This is excellent.
And the making and the drinking of tea as well.
So it's a full culinary experience.
This is where we've got to in our ISO episodes. Yeah. Where we don't care about noise anymore.
Do you know what? Recording from home, we are just never going to get the same level of sound quality that we get when we were Jared. So we're just kind of embracing it.
Yes. Well, we are now. We haven't we haven't for the last couple of weeks.
No, we've tried really hard.
No, and like any mistakes that we've made, we've gone like, Jared, make sure you edit it really finely. And now I'm like, I listened to one mistake yesterday and I was all like, it's not so bad. I'm just going to leave it here.
That's the best. It's like in that ISO when you've gone like, I'm getting dressed every morning, I'm going to do my hair and brush my teeth. And now we're at the like, I think I probably should change these pajama pants after day four and my toothbrush hasn't been used in a week.
Yeah, I think that's you're admitting too much information now.
Neither of those apply to me, though I do wear my pajamas a lot. I do wash them. And I don't think I could not do my teeth. I don't think I could.
Oh, no.
I don't know what that would feel. I don't know. I'm not going to try.
No, don't, please. I was laughing at a banter between you and your sister yesterday on Facebook. What did Claire write on Facebook?
Which one?
One I read was something about jeans or tracking.
Oh, yeah, she ate a thing of ice cream for breakfast. She'd been up since stupid o'clock, like I don't remember what it was, 5 o'clock or something, to get work done before the kids woke up, and had eaten a tub of ice cream for breakfast. And then by like 8 o'clock had eaten a Magnum for morning tea. And she said, I tried to put my jeans on to go to the shops the other day and replace them very quickly with trackies. I was like, yes, it's not the time in your life to be testing those jeans out.
I saw something that Reese Witherspoon, she put up on her Facebook page. It was something like, I don't understand you people who wear jeans. Like, what is with that? Something along those lines. Like, it was very funny.
So good. So good.
Anyway, back to appliances.
Appliances, yes. We're all over the shop today. In our appliance collection that is not on the bench, we have, some beaters. We have a slow cooker. Do you have one of those, Kirst?
No, Simon refuses to.
What do you do, slow cook meals, but in the oven maybe? Or you just don't do them?
He does them in our French oven.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
So the slow cooker, we've got the beaters. We have a food processor, like a slicer dicer thing that the kids make smoothies in and crush biscuits in and that kind of thing. I have a bar mix. That's probably not an appliance.
We have a stick blender too, and a food processor as well, because I'm not a thermo. I've still yet to convince Simon. Two more appliance. I would love a thermo mix.
Okay. I've tried them, don't love it, not intending on it. But we don't, you know, like we've been doing heaps of cooking in ISO and using a lot of our appliances, but it's not convinced me that I need a thermo at all. But kudos to all of you that have them. Many of my clients have two. And it works for them. So that's what it's about. If it's working for you and you have it and you can use it and it's easy to clean and put back together and you can store it well, go for it.
Yes.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yes, what are some appliances that you see in kitchens that you that clients let go of?
Yeah, like donut makers and ice cream makers, and I know you love yours, but waffle makers, plug-in machines that boil 12 eggs at a time, like a saucepan doesn't do that already. Grinders, magic bullets, pretend magic bullets, a pretend magic bullet. Let's be honest, we get rid of so many of those, don't we?
Yeah, pretend magic bullet. I love it.
I've got you on that. It's not often, friends, I can make Kirsty have a good laugh. Usually I'm just laughing at myself.
Oh my gosh, you do make me laugh every day, sometimes in frustration, but you do make me laugh. But that you are very funny, my friend. I do laugh at you often. You are very funny. Hello, nudie run with a towel. That is funny. You're funny. And pretend magic bullet. I would love for you, in one of your many creative inventions, to come out with a product that's a pretend. I think the marketing around that would be gold.
I can so see it. It's like, who needs a step riser when you can have the pretend
step riser.
It's the ripoff of the ripoff. I love it. Oh, I can just
shopping network, eat your heart out.
I wonder why they've never contacted me to be their marketing manager. I can't understand.
Amy lost the plot the other day in one of our recordings, but I was not with her. And so I just had to, I was like, be quiet, stop laughing, stop it. I need to get on with what I'm trying to say. And she had lost the plot. This is an equally losing the plot moment, though. Oh, we hope so Lisa is joining us in the stupidity.
If you can't laugh, I don't know what you'll do.
Cry.
It won't be laughing. Yes, they're the products that we do tend to get rid of in people's houses. The other one is the rice maker that has no Teflon left on it because you've eaten the Teflon base.
Mm-hmm.
So I often say, I'm pretty sure you don't want to be feeding your children Teflon. Why don't we get rid of that?
Mm.
And why don't you just use a saucepan?
or
a microwave thing.
Or go out and buy another one that's not a pretend one.
Yes, because the Teflon's killing. That's a bit traumatic. It's a little dramatic, really? But the Teflon's not good for you, so don't eat it.
Yes.
Do you find that there's anything in particular you're getting rid of appliance-wise?
Oh, all of the above. All the gadgets and gidgets, and I feel like breaking out into song. like popcorn makers.
Oh, I have a popcorn maker. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, see, I think there's two types of families in this world. There's ones that buy a popcorn maker and use it all the time.
Yes.
Or regularly. Like, you know, every time they watch a movie, they use the popcorn maker. So it's a regularly used appliance. And then the families who are aspirational popcorn makers.
Yeah, and just buy it in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Or don't buy it because they go to the movies instead.
Yes. No, we do use our popcorn machine. I remember the day I bought it. I felt like it was such a splurge of a purchase. I think it was like $19. But it was when Rush, do you remember the old Australian police drama series called Rush? Oh my gosh.
I love that show.
Me too. Like so bad. I even bought the box set. I think I've since decluttered it because I watched it like 5 times when I'm probably not going to watch it again. But I bought a popcorn machine purely so I could eat popcorn on a Thursday night and watch Rush.
Do you know what I also loved about Rush is that it was, we moved up here during like when it was, so then I got to see Melbourne. And like, I was like, so much even that, what was I watching? Oh, in Lego Masters, there's an ad for Honda. And I know where that's filmed in Melbourne. Aww. That's how much I love my hometown.
Yeah.
I can always pick a Melbourne street, like, and I can always pick, you know, an ad that's been filmed in Melbourne or Sydney. I know, because I'm that's Melbourne.
That's impressive. I don't know any of that. Anyway, yeah, appliances.
Popcorn maker. You bought it to watch Brush.
And I do use my popcorn maker. I find that often what I'm doing with clients, if they're regular bakers, I love trying to find a spot on their bench where they can keep their like KitchenAid. You know, some people have those like ones that weigh like 120 kilos and so they don't pull it out. Oh, wow. You're an easy laugh today.
It's because you just like slip it in there like you're just like, you know, those ones that are 120 kilos. I know, that's what made it funny.
Yes.
They're actually not quite 120, but that is exactly the reason why people don't use them, because they're stored in an odd
place.
That's
why people don't use them. It's too heavy. Yes. And it's like at the back, and it's going to do your back if you're on the ground on your knees trying to get. So I say to people, is there a possibility if you do use it a lot, can we make room on the bench? And usually there is room. It's just a matter of not letting the dishes build up or not keeping the lunch boxes there or moving the fruit bowl to the other end of the bench. I'm a huge advocate of if you use an appliance, you know, multi times a week and you can leave it out and it's not creating a mess, think about doing that.
Beautiful. Love it. And kitchen aids are so beautiful.
I know. They look pretty, hey?
Yeah. It's not like... like a popcorn machine.
No, and it's not like a Jaffle iron that you do want to put away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like our Jaffle iron gets a workout. It gets used particularly at the moment. It's getting used nearly every day, I would say.
Yeah, ours is every day.
But I would not keep that out on the bench.
In fact, I get cranky when people let it, I'm just letting it cool down. And no, you're not. You're being lazy.
It is, Simon even leaves it to cool down, Amy. You would be shocked.
I am shocked because you just close it, lock it, wind it, put it away.
But do you clean it before you...
Yeah, but clean it when it's hot. What does that matter?
Oh, no, because sometimes I definitely recommend cleaning it when it's hot.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to clean it if it's too hot, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Anyway. Burn your fingers on a wet cloth, people.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
You've got 9 others.
What should people do with appliances that are still working but they're going to acknowledge that they do not use them anymore?
Definitely take them to a donation place that will accept electrical appliances or Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. There's definitely a resale market for secondhand items. In fact, I've got lots of clients who will have items in their kitchen that the only reason they have them is they saw them at Savers and they purchased it and then they thought, well, it doesn't matter if I only use the ice cream machine once a year, it only costs me $8. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does, because it's taking up room in your cupboard.
So it's cost you more than $8 because you've had to hold the mental load, you've had to find space in your cupboard, you've had to move everything around when you needed to get to it, you put other things in front of it. Cost you more than $8, my friend.
Yes, 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 yes. And often if it's an appliance you don't use very often, you might find that there's a way that you can do it more easily. So let me think of an example. Well, the popcorn machine's a great example. A bag of popcorn is $2.85 if you're going to buy the kettles, salt, butter, popcorn. I know that because I love it. If you're actually only making popcorn 3 times a year, for the space in the cupboard, could you just buy a couple of bags of popcorn? Or do you love the excitement of watching it burst and all of that kind of thing? So just be objective, I think, when you are thinking about your appliances and whether or not you really do need them.
Or pop it in a saucepan and pop it yourself. Or yes, buy microwavable popcorn and put it in the microwave.
I've got a client who doesn't have a sandwich maker because they use the frying pan for that.
Yes.
So not a Jaffa machine, but the press. They're like, oh, no, I just put it in the frying pan. Great. I've got plenty of clients without microwaves. They don't like the microwaving. So, yeah, there's no appliance that you have to have.
Yes. The appliances are conveniences.
Yes, what a great way to put it. Yes.
And there's definitely a want for them. And in your opinion, you might need it. And that is totally fine.
Yeah.
If you are using it.
Agreed. And agreed.
Do you know what? When I first started going out with Simon, they used to do waffle, like Jaffle sandwiches.
Yeah.
They called?
Yeah,
Jaffle iron. But they had a proper Jaffle iron that they put on the gas flame.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like camping one.
Yeah, we've got a camping one that's cast iron.
Yeah, yeah. They use that one in the kitchen.
Oh, they use the camping one in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. Actually.
I love how you thought about it for a second.
I did. And then I thought, do you know what? We've probably had our waffle camping iron since our wedding, because I'm pretty sure it was a wedding present, and we've actually never used it. So now saying that, I have to question if we even still have it or if I've donated it, which is quite possible. Kirst, what is your ISO recipe you want to share today?
I am going to share that I really woke up this morning with a hankering for a mini quiche.
Ooh.
So I am heading to our local patisserie after we get off this call, and I am going to buy myself a pumpkin quiche.
Yum. Are you going to buy some for the others in your home?
No.
Or is this like a quickly eat it on the way home and pretend this I went to get something
this
else?
This is a raspberry. This is a punnet of raspberries.
Yes.
Well, actually, that's not true. I probably will ask Simon if he wants something, and I might just get everybody else a treat. But the kids aren't huge fans of quiches, and I am. And
yeah.
I really want an essence quiche right now. So I'm hoping that they're open.
You've been craving quiche since Jack dropped off that quiche to our house.
Yes. Yes. Simon, we did buy a quiche and we have had quiche during
COVID. Oh, okay. Excellent.
But I really woke up with this. Well, I don't know. I didn't wake up. Somewhere in my morning of laying in bed, reading a book, I thought, I really want an essence quiche. So
good.
I'm going to go around, and Simon needed something from the pet store, and the kids are nagging still for bunnies. And I was like, no,
What? How did he need
fish.
Something? Oh, okay. Okay, good.
So he needs some stress relieving thing for the fish.
No, stop.
No, it's like stress something. It makes the water better. It's for the water. Not
okay.
for the fish.
Right, okay.
Do you know our fish have been eating each other?
Yeah.
Fishes have just disappeared.
Yes, we had that. We had our goldfish eat all the other fish.
Yes, that's what our goldfish has been doing. So we've been just laughing so much at the idea of this one that's named after Oliver.
Stop. Actually, you're going to make me vomit. Can we not?
Okay, moving straight along to a recipe that you are designing.
Yeah, thank you. Well, yesterday I had a hankering for raspberry jelly, and so I had a look in the pantry, and lo and behold, we had a packet of raspberry jelly just waiting to be boiled. And so we had it last night while we watched Lego Masters.
Awesome.
It's not a whole lot of jelly to share between four people, but it's certainly enough for dessert.
Yes, I was thinking, is that a raspberry punnet of raspberries for you? Did you secretly make it and secretly put it in the back of the fridge when no one else could see it?
No, my parents dropped off this morning. They were driving past, and so they dropped off our Easter eggs. Dad put them at the letterbox. It's so sweet. And then left them there, and then we went out and got them. So that's possibly my punnet of raspberries, as I brought my Easter egg into my office and hoped Cal wouldn't see them. And he came out and he's like, So did I get anything? I was like, oh, I think they just did like the daughters and the grandkids. He's like, you have six eggs on your desk. I was like, oh, do you want some?
Oh, you're funny.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we will let you go and go back to looking after your health and wellness by resting or doing whatever you need to do to feel better so that we can do this all again tomorrow.
Woo!
I am going a little ISO mad.
Yeah, I think it's okay though. I think a little bit of ISO madness is, you know, it's okay.
I've had to go out and get some putty, like what's it called, like thinking putty for the kids.
Oh yeah, like,
because Emily's ISO raging.
Yeah, Eliza's been making his own.
I thought about that when I realized that I had to go to a specific store to get it, and right. Then I thought, you know what, I'd rather go out. I don't care that it's going to cost me 10 million times more to buy putty than it is to make it myself, but I cannot be bothered. And I at least know, this is the thinking around that, I know that with the store-bought putty, it won't stick as bad to things as if I made it myself. And already within 12 hours, Emily had put it on her bed and made it stick to her beautiful doona. So I just
why is that like, child allowed anything on carpet or fabric?
Well, I told her, we've told her not to, but then also she's the one who needs it for her ISO rage, and not just ISO rage, just rage in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I bought it for her to use as calming down putty.
Right.
And so, and her room is one of her safe places to calm down in. But I think she wasn't raging this morning. So she just made a mistake. So I spent 10 minutes before we hopped on this phone call scraping the putty off her beautiful doona. And it's okay. That's why I was like, yes, thank you, Lord, that this is store-bought putty and it comes off rather than just weeping into the doona cover.
Yeah, which it would do if you made it. Stop.
Exactly. Okay, bye.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. We love you. Rate and review.
And come and tell us your ISO rage stories.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.